The Preparer, Matthew chapter 11, verses 11 through 15. The NIV version reads, "Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear." The explanation in verse 11, Jesus continued his praise of John the Baptist. God had given him the honor of not only prophesying the coming of the Messiah, but also meeting him. John the Baptist even commissioned Jesus into his earthly ministry by baptizing him. Still, John's greatest among other prophets would be eclipsed by those who would enter heaven after Jesus' resurrection. Those going to heaven in the age of grace would have the blessing of being part of the church, the bride of Christ. A translation problem in verse 12 concerns whether the Greek verb baizeti should be rendered as a middle voice or a passive voice. To understand verse 12, we have to consider it in context with verse 13 and Luke chapter 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing their way into it. Still, there is a difference of opinion among Bible scholars about the meaning of this verse. Some would argue that it referred to those who would wish to destroy the kingdom, just as Herod had tried to do with the child Jesus. Others believed that it referred to the struggle endured by those who accept Jesus against the power of the flesh. Considering Luke chapter 16, verse 16, and Matthew chapter 11, verse 13, since the days of the Old Testament, even until this day, it has been and continues to be an intrapersonal struggle of God versus Satan, good versus evil within us all. Ever since his successful seduction of Adam and Eve in the garden, Satan has been at war with the Lord. Although God's Holy Spirit empowers us to live a life without sins, our inner will, stained by sin, keeps getting in the way. We literally must fight ourselves to keep the Holy Spirit in control. Jesus concluded this part of his teaching in verses 14 through 15. It was a simple choice. If those listening were willing to believe in what Jesus had said and what they had witnessed John the Baptist doing, then John the Baptist was truly the promised forerunner, Elijah, of the Messiah, and Jesus was the Messiah. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 indicates that Elijah was to return to prepare the Messiah's way. Ironically, John the Baptist does not recognize himself in that role, at least in John chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Jesus ascribes it to him. Question: what do you think? Why are some people today still waiting for Elijah's return?